This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join our guest for the day, Trader Nick in the USA. Good afternoon from London. Nick, how are you?
Hey, Johnny. I'm doing well and good to be back on. Happy Friday.
Yeah, last time we spoke, of course, was on Wednesday. And since then, we've had some very interesting US CPI figures, which came out lower than expected. And markets have responded pretty buoyantly.
Yes, the consumer price index yesterday was many people I saw all over social media were declaring victory with this inflation figure. This was a really promising stat. And, you know, to take a moment and reflect on where we've been in the last few years in the US and in the UK and other parts of the world, but specifically the US, we were high single digit inflation points, like 8-9% were right in front of us. And that was very scary compared to where we're at, because when that was happening, people did not know just how far that inflation was going to keep going. Is it going to get worse than this? Is it going to get better from here? And where we look at today, where we see, you know, the consumer price index this week really excited the markets. You know, stocks were up as a whole. It was a little confusing yesterday because what we actually saw, many of the companies that have been poor performers this year really took charge. And we saw a lot of selling in big names like Apple and Amazon. So many of the big companies in the United States actually saw selling pressure. Meanwhile, many of the smaller ones got bid up. In fact, the Russell 2000 index was up over 3% yesterday, a huge move for the Russell. So there was a lot of excitement. There was a lot of excitement from this consumer price index figure. It really, if you looked at the Fed watch tool here recently, Fed funds futures are basically suggesting now that there is a 99% chance that we at least see one rate cut by the end of the year. And in the September meeting, we are above a 90% chance that we see our first rate cut by then. I mean, that is substantial progress in terms of where inflation is going and or in terms of where interest rates are projected to go. And we can see it in the U.S. dollar index. The U.S. dollar index is trading at 104. That is the lowest level it's been in several weeks. And we see it tapping on the door of that really big support level, that 104 round number. If you're looking at a technical chart on the daily for the dollar index, has held for the bulls, the supporters of the dollar, for some time. But with the trajectory, the momentum that the dollar is falling, if that level gets taken out, perhaps there is even further higher prices for counters to the US dollar. Some of the global currencies, I know you were mentioning the pound, Johnny.
That's right. I mean, looking at the pound, it's very near a one-year high and edging ever closer to that 130 mark. Obviously, we think we're going to see some interest rate cuts in this country as well in the not too distant future. Markets, I think you said 99% certain there's going to be a cut soon. We haven't had anything like that for a long, long time. It's been a long time coming, hasn't it? You know, the idea that we've actually finally, dare I say it, beaten inflation and the only way is up from here. Well, not as far as interest rates are concerned, the only way is down.
Yes. And, you know, when you look at the FedWatch tool as well, there's a 0% chance of a rate hike this year, obviously, with all this latest data. And the other side of it is that maybe the surprise factor, when we look at something like the pound trading at a year-long high and very close to that 1.3 level, what's behind this? Well, as you've mentioned, it's rate cuts, but not just the inflation progress, it's also the labor data has been coming down consistently cooler. So what's interesting is this week in Congress, the hearings there that we saw with Powell on the stand there, what was interesting is that he made that mention. We talked about this in the last podcast, that he had mentioned a now equal weighting to both sides of the mandate, labor data and the economy, as well as the inflation story. That's very different than we were a year ago, where there was not any concern about the economy, but there was only concern about inflation. Now that inflation has substantially made some serious progress, is it fair to say inflation is beaten? I would say no, but I would say it's kind of like we've started winning the war on inflation, like we've decisively turned the tides of the battle against inflation. So again, markets are crazy and they can change at any point, but that seems to be the prevailing thought. Now, with that in front of us, that's a new story developing because inflation had been sticky for the US. And so that story changing where inflation is now, moving lower, trending lower in the US, I think that's what's really giving way to this new bullish excitement for many other currencies relative to the dollar. We've got the Australian dollar also trading higher. I mean, this is a multi-month high for the Australian dollar. You take a look at the Canadian dollar having some strength against the USD. You've got, you know, many other central banks are also looking to cut, but they were expected to. Now the Fed is decisively expected to cut in September. That's a new story. And that is what is causing things like the pound and the euro to really break out and to see some strength against the US dollar.
I mean, looking at the currency numbers, Nick, the yen is particularly strong today.
Yes, the yen has kind of come out of left field. I mean, we've seen the dollar yen drifting higher and higher and higher. And, you know, just in the last 2 days, we've given back months of gains. I mean, we're back to where we were in you know, late April. So what's interesting about this move here is that it's a combination of a few things. I think it's the dollar weakening and perhaps the yen kind of stepping to fill the role a little bit of that safe haven currency. But on top of that, it is also the Bank of Japan's ongoing fight with their weakening yen. They've been very clear they don't want the yen to be so weak against the dollar. It is, you know, hurtful to them. And yet, you know, we finally see this actual move of several hundred pips in the Forex world on the dollar yen. And the question here is this a full-blown, you know, reversal? We're going to see a new trend here or not? Well, if anything has told you in the last few years that this is going to be a full-blown reversal, it would tell you that the market has been dipping and then it's followed by persistent buying and people not trusting the Bank of Japan to be able to turn around the yen weakness. And who's to blame, you know, the market for thinking that? When you look at growth in the Japanese economy, it's just not particularly impressive. So the lack of growth and then the consistent attempts to intervene and not following through and not working well, it brings in doubt to this trade. However, that being said, if we do see really weakening USD for some time, we may see the yen finally have a little bit of a turn, have a little bit more strength and follow through. Again, I think the whole market is doubtful about this. So we'll just have to see if the Japanese economy can see a little bit of strength. Perhaps that could lead to a more persistently strong yen and maybe we finally see a yen bottom for some time.
Very interesting. Nick, let's look ahead to the next week or so. What are the highlights for you?
Next week, we've got Powell speaking on Monday, noontime U.S. Eastern. And then if we take a look further down the week, we have retail sales on Friday, unemployment claims on Thursday. And we do have the ECB making their decision with their monetary policy on Thursday. So they've got the refinancing rate, as well as the press conference that will follow. So you've got retail sales this week for U.S. That there's not a ginormous week compared to this one. This one was just stacked upon stacked. But we are, just something to think about too, we're crawling towards earnings season for U.S. companies. And so if you're somebody who keeps an eye on the stock market, that is also worth definitely watching as well.
Excellent. Trader Nick in the United States, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Johnny. See you next week.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.